This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to Enterprise BizBytes. It's 12.05, coming up to 12.06 on this Wednesday, the 25th of November, 2020. It's the end of November already. Mm-hmm. How on earth did that happen? Mm-hmm. This year didn't even get started, it feels like, and now it's just gone.
I feel it's been starting for like 20 years
right?
now.
Are we going to have 2020 2.0?
No,
we don't want it.
I'm genuinely afraid that on the 31st of December, like midnight will hit and then it'll be like the 32nd of December. Because time has just been so warped.
Because only in 2020 can that happen.
Right?
Yeah. It's been such a weird year. Anyway, this of course is Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvini Braj
and Christine Wong.
We will be with you until around 1 o'clock. Enterprise will be with you until about 2 o'clock. We're talking about luxury brands. That's the question that we're asking. Have you bought a luxury brand in 2020? And if so, what was it? And if not, why not? Are luxury brands in and out? You know, is this something that is even relevant in 2020 now? We've all been kind of reassessing what it is that we need to buy and things that we wanted to buy now. Those priorities have obviously shifted. And not everybody has a lot of money to go out and buy luxury brands. And of course, that's a discussion that we're going to be having. Mm-hmm. There was an article in Entrepreneur that Christine will be referring to shortly to talk about this. Then Arvin will be talking about the movie industry here in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm. How Finas is boosting 40 production companies with about 14 million ringgit.
And then I'll be talking about a different industry, talking about tourism here in Malaysia towards the end of the show. But if you want to take part in our poll, head over to at BFM Radio on Twitter. Vote over there. And if you don't want to do it there, you can do it over on Instagram as well. That's also at BFM Radio. And of course, get us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. The question, once again, have you bought any luxury brand products in 2020? And if so, what was it? If not, why not? If you know somebody else who may have bought something sneakily as well, tell us about that too. We're quite happy to discuss that. Anyway, Chris, take it away.
Yeah, so in a time of primarily necessities or I guess like quick fix, feel good items, luxury brands are falling behind. And during the past decade, many luxury brands and markets are actually losing profits and gaining bad press. Luxury brands like Burberry, Chanel and Louis Vuitton all admit to burning unsold stock to ensure it doesn't re-enter the marketplace at a lower rate, leading to environmental concerns and a debate over the common luxury brand practice. Luxury vehicles as well are proving to be too niche for changing market as they are not embracing electric or standing out with a strong brand message. Maserati and Bentley are both losing profits year over year and are predicted to discontinue new models in the upcoming years. I mean, as we move into the holiday season in 2021, if we get that far, consumers are re-examining their values and seeking out the quote-unquote new luxury, which are conscious brands, right? So, you know, the examples mentioned before explain why brands that lack social responsibility or do not have a purpose-driven model may soon be extinct, because consumers are skipping over traditional luxury brands to purchase from companies that embody sustainability, inclusivity, and a higher purpose. Mm. Now, a recent study by Sprout Social reports that two-thirds of consumers say that it is important for brands to take public stands on social and political issues like immigration, civil rights, and environmental issues. The intensity of 2020 has only shed more light on these issues as we've experienced, obviously, the pandemic, but also Black Lives Matter movement and the US election as well. Also, locally here, we've had a bit of drama, you know, politically too. As the population has been staying home, there's also been no reason to dress for success. There's no need to drive a luxury car to work or out in the town. Mm-hmm. And the focus, it seems, has shifted from fancy details and scarcity of a traditional luxury product to design, function, and conscious intent. The new luxury consumer is mindful and proving to be loyal to brands with solid principles and practices. And it's not that they're not willing to invest or even to treat themselves. In fact, online sales rose 43% amid the pandemic in September, and people have more time on their hands, and they're still spending plenty. They're just shopping with their values. There was also a recent BCG consumer consumer survey. More than half of the respondents in that expected their preference to increase for luxury items that are understated, everlasting, and values-based. Corporate and social responsibility is evolving from being a quote-unquote must-have to being a lever to truly transform business. Social commitment is a critical priority and can be achieved by integrating, you know, sharing your purpose and values, demonstrating authenticity, taking steps to address consumer demand for purpose and social consciousness, and of course, focusing on diversity, inclusivity, and sustainability throughout the business as well. So the idea is that brands that address these opportunities now will be in a better position to navigate the future. But what remains to be seen is if traditional luxury brands will pivot or fade away.
I think it's a very interesting topic. Personally, I don't know anybody that buys quote-unquote luxury brands. I don't know anybody that's, you know, buys Chanel or LV or any of that kind of stuff, apart from some of the celebrities that I follow on, you know, social media. And even then, I have since unfollowed some of those. Not because I don't feel like I'm getting anything from them anymore. You know? And I think even when I was following them, part of me was like, I don't even know why I am following them. But if you look at stuff like that, where you just mentioned there, you know, 43% of sales are going up in September. And people are still buying stuff, obviously.
Yeah.
But if you, if for example, if you were to look at social media influencers before the pandemic and the stuff that they were wearing to even go to the gym, right, for example, it might have been stuff like Nike or Under Armour or Adidas or Puma or whatever, which is fine. And they're not really considered luxury brands, but they are mid-tier brands, right? Nowadays, it's T-shirt and jogger bottoms, and that's what people are buying.
Or it's supporting small local businesses.
Or it's supporting small local businesses. Exactly that. And I think this whole idea of luxury isn't something that's really going to exist anymore for the majority of people. And I don't see it being an aspirational thing anymore. I see it being something that a group of people who already belonged in that luxury group will probably remain in it, and it will just become its own thing. You know, people won't necessarily aspire to owning a luxury car or owning a luxury bag anymore. That will just be something that was a part of our history, existed, and will slowly drift away.
So
that's how I see it.
Yeah, not to put you on the spot, but what is your peak of luxury for you? Like, what is the thing that you could buy that would be considered luxury for you?
For me, it would be something like staying in a five-star hotel room for a period of time.
You that know, makes sense.
A few days. That, for me, is luxury. I don't care about owning luxury clothes or necessarily a luxury car or anything like that. That doesn't really interest me. But staying in a hotel that I know is super comfortable, has the best sheets available, that is like, that's enough. And I only need a few days of that.
Yeah, I think like experiential luxury.
That's kind of
more the trend that we're going towards. But just in terms of products, you know, something that occurred to me was I've been craving Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Do I eat Ben & Jerry's ice cream on a regular basis? No. Am I lactose intolerant? Yes. But the reason I've been craving it is because I follow them on social media and they are a very socially conscious brand. You know, during the Black Lives Matter movement as well, they were doing all these posts about awareness and activism and stuff like that. And that particular brand positioning and that willingness to take a stand on, you know, some of these topics makes me like them more as a brand and makes me want to buy Ben & Jerry's ice cream. Not sponsored, but you know, but yeah, so I guess like that's like the height of luxury for me is like an ice cream that is normally too expensive for me,
right,
I want to spend on because it makes me feel good inside.
What about you then?
No, I mean, that's another thing, right? So it's about, it's price versus luxury. So I would, for me, it's electronics, like the PlayStation 5. That's not a luxury, but it's considered expensive at the moment when it comes out. You have to put aside a significant chunk of change to get the PlayStation 5. So I don't know if there is a correlation or if it falls under the same bracket. Like, it doesn't have to be a luxury brand to be expensive. It could be super mainstream, mass-produced, but still put a dent in your budget if you were not preparing for it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is then dependent on the wage bracket that you are in. So for somebody, B40 Group, for example, PS5 is clearly a luxury item.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
You know?
Yep.
So it all depends on where you sit within that, right? And with that said, luxury items, we for me, again, would be something like a laptop as well. And Christine has fairly recently bought one, you know, but It's not because she necessarily wanted to buy a luxury item. It's because the nature of the job dictates the kind of thing that we have to buy to a degree.
Yeah, you know? And also because my previous laptop was on its hind legs, let me tell you.
Yeah. But, you know, to answer that question, most people cannot afford or choose not to afford to buy it outright, you know, and it's little bits of, you have to purchase a little bit at a time. A luxury item is generally something that is super expensive, even for most people, you know, and they just go, okay, you know what, I'm going to splash out 10, 20, 30, 40,000 ringgit on a handbag or on a jacket or on jewelry or something. Mm. That's another thing, you know, looking at jewelry and things like that. I wonder what sales of jewelry is like around the world now. That's something I'd be very keen to kind of explore as well. Mm.
Okay, so luxury is something that you want, but you don't need.
I would say
For the purposes of today, I think we can say that.
I would say so.
Okay.
Yeah. With that in mind, let's take the luxury of a short break whilst you guys ruminate and think about this at home and help us out with the poll that we have over on Twitter. Have you bought any luxury brand products in 2020? And if you have, what was it? If not, why didn't you? Let us know. Get us on Twitter at BFM Radio, on Instagram at BFM Radio, and on WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Some music from the Klaxons with Golden Scans here on BFM 89.9.
Burden-free Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio by
Arvind Yuvraj
and Christine Wong.
We are asking you a question. Have you bought any luxury brand products in 2020? If so, what was it? If not, why not? We have a poll running. It is at
70.9% for no and 29.1% for yes. A couple of messages. This comes from Kenny Wong, who says, well, for one, yes, I succumbed to attractive promotions and discounts from Hugo Boss. In bracket, is that a luxury brand? I think it is. I think Hugo Boss is a luxury brand. Mm-hmm. They can be very persuasive. Edmund says, example, iPhone 12, luxury or necessity. Mm. And then Amal says, no, because money goes out to paying all the bills.
I just want to address one over here on WhatsApp from Jason, who says, I think your argument about luxury is untrue and biased. Luxury remains a symbol. It gives a strong sense of reward and success. And clearly, you guys are not in the market segment.
Thanks for the
feedback, Jason.
Not really under our control. I would love to be in that segment, though, one day.
Also from number ending 7939, when you can buy 5 shirts for 1,000 ringgit, why buy one? You can wear 5 different shirts on 5 different days. I would always try to use my money to the fullest and get the most out of it. That's from Alexander.
Okay.
He's saying spread your money properly. You don't need to be luxurious. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay, what have you got over there, Chris?
Yeah, so on Instagram, we've got 80% saying no and 20% saying yes. We've got a couple of responses here. So Nikna Bilaramis says saving money, so I assume no. Another no is Danny J. Phoenix, who says, I'm in my underwear or pajamas most of the days, which, fair enough. Pinecone Pursuit says, I only buy items for value or performance, not for brand or status. But then we've got Ed L, who says, Balenciaga handbag. Ooh. Ooh. But no more, because pandemic makes this year onwards really not promising.
Mm. Lok Kok Yuen has said, if you have charisma, have good values and virtues, you'll be a people magnet. If you're despicable, no amount of luxury items will do any good. I like that.
Can we circle back to what Jason said, though, for a second? Because I'm just wondering, like, it is true that they are like sort of prestige symbols and symbols of success and stuff. I don't know if that applies any more as much, especially with younger demographics. I've seen people, like, without getting into like detailed specifics, I've seen people who are, for lack of a better term, loaded, who drive around like old cars from like 12 years ago and aren't any sort of luxury. Mm. So I don't know. I would say that a lot of people don't believe in those things anymore.
And to top that off, Ro has actually said, yes, I ordered a piece of fish at my local banana leaf rice. Mm. And based on my pandemic year income, that was a luxury.
Yeah.
It's true.
I think luxury is a bit more of a subjective term.
This is the discussion that we're having, Jason, is the term luxury seems to have been kind of changed over the last year. 2020 has changed what the definition of luxury is. I mean, I'm just reading what the feedback that I've got.
No, for sure.
But anyway, go on, Chris. Right, we should probably get to our expert for today, shouldn't we?
Yes, so we spoke to Jan Wong of Open Minds Resources to get his perspective on luxury products and also kind of the marketing element that. So, Jan, what is the appeal of luxury products normally?
So consumers have always associated luxury brands towards a certain status in life, whether it's a career change, a celebration, a milestone, an appreciation, or even a breakup. It's usually attributed to some sort of a reward or consolation that triggers an emotional aspect of the consumers. Plus, because of its price range, it has also become a status symbol where people just want to have it so that they can be seen differently within their social circle.
And do you think luxury brands do enough to adapt their marketing strategies to the current times?
Some luxury brands are really, really trying, and some have been doing very well. We have seen how LV in China brought their in-store consultation to WeChat and made very good Valentine's Day sales this year during the pandemic season. LV has also seen to have a collaboration with a huge esports title, League of Legends. Gucci was seen in collaboration with Sims 4, and Prada having its own webinars with their designers and a whole lot more. But on the other end of the digital marketing spectrum today, you also see some luxury brands ill-purchasing ads with lorem ipsum text, or creating landing pages with images or web pages names as untitled JPEG or banner item, or even having some programming codes mistakenly appearing in search engine description. This clearly shows that there are still many luxury brands out there that has a gap, that are still focusing on just having a very polished front, having the luxury pictures, creating the sense of exclusivity, but not putting as much effort in a functional bit of digital marketing today.
Luxury brands also tend to rely on being seen and reflecting people's status, right? And that seems to be less of a priority today. Do you think that this has impacted the efficacy or appeal of luxury brands?
Well, it is still true that there's a thing for consumers that still wants to be seen or to reflect a status, but there's also a rise of change in priorities today. Now, there are two things that many luxury brands are missing out on in this generation of consumers. And the first one is actually called experiential luxury. That is an appreciation of experiences, or also known as the Instagrammable moments, instead of indulging of luxury items. That is why today, you'll see more and more people flexing on and willing to spend on experiences a little bit more compared to luxury items these days, especially among the younger generation. Then the second observation is what we call purpose-driven marketing, where consumers today are more sensitive towards the why. Why are you selling this product? Is there a reason? What are your values? Is it safe for the environment? Does it harm animals? Does it go towards a cause worth fighting for? Or is all this just to fund a particular designer's lifestyle? Now, these things matter a whole lot more than before. And today's brands need to be seen outwardly supporting and talking about it and not just staying silent. Now, these two things definitely affects the efficacy towards luxury brands when there are more and more independent and alternative brands today that can fulfill what these new consumers are looking for.
Yeah, definitely. And Jan, final question for you. Do you see luxury brands going back to traditional marketing strategies post-COVID?
I really doubt luxury brands will go back to 100% pure play traditional marketing strategies after COVID, because luxury brands were already facing challenges during the pre-COVID days, thanks to digital marketing and the competition on e-commerce. Now, the post-COVID world will see the normalization of e-commerce because of the surge of e-commerce activity and the change of customer behavior in making purchase decisions. And if luxury brands decide to sit this out and revert back to relying solely on traditional marketing strategies, they will definitely be in trouble. Plus, the luxury sector typically attracts global customers with up to 20 to 30% of their sales cater to travelers due to potential savings and currency exchange. But with travel restrictions still ongoing and is continually expected to last, relying on these sales is a very dangerous bet. On top of that, we have also seen how some of the luxury brands have already taken some sort of a change to their digital strategy. They have already reaping some of these benefits, and I doubt they will revert 100% and rely back on traditional marketing strategies.
Thanks very much. That was Jan Wong from Open Minds Resources. Just to come back to some of the WhatsApp messages we've got, we have one here from Hazel who says, luxury item in 2020. Yes, I bought a Chanel vintage bag, ooh, not simply because of a want. It has resale value and appreciate faster than the property market. Mm. Very interesting stuff. I've got also here, 6458 says, I'm not interested in luxury items because, one, they're overpriced item. It makes me feel cheated. Number two, I hate the idea that people need things to prove self-worth. Mm-hmm. Remove the item and the person becomes useless. Wow. Back to Jason. Worthless. Jason has come back and said, let's revisit this discussion 12 months later. There are market segmentation during times like these. I think we've lit a bit of a fire here, guys, today. Maggie Best. Didn't order any luxury items, and I don't intend to because most probably can't afford it. Anyway, I have been told that given my economic status, even if I bought or owned original luxury items, people would think that they were imitations. Face the facts, girl. There you go.
The thing about buying for investments is a whole other thing. So that is something that I can kind of understand, because I know people who buy luxury items knowing that it'll increase in value in about 5 years, and then they just sell it off. So in a way, it is kind of a business for some people.
Got more. Owen has said, luxury today is health and happiness. Walter has said, the closest thing to luxury I got this year are luxury biscuits.
Me and you, Walter,
probably on about the same page. Those, what were those Danish butter cookie things?
Ooh, yes.
Why did I say that now? I'm hungry. It's almost time for a break. We're going to take a short break here. When we come back, of course, we have an update from the KLCI at break. But we are asking you that question. Have you bought any luxury brand products in 2020? And if so, what was it? If not, why not? Let us know. We're voting over on Twitter. We have around 150 votes. 69.5% of you saying no, you haven't. 30.5% saying yes. What was the numbers over on Instagram, Chris?
They were 80-20 for no and yes, respectively, last time I checked.
Interesting. Right, music. Judas Priest up next with Breaking the Law here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.